Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. People, welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Oh. Now, if you're joining us here today, well, today's your lucky day because we got some piping hot celebrity tea for you to drink on up. Now, the Brat is out today, but don't even worry, though. Even Marcel for the Real Housewives of Atlanta's kicking it with us.
Oh, she's a diva.
Yeah. And, of course, we got toast to our people on the West Coast. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's awesome. Up, happy Friday.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, hello, hello.
Well, here's what we got on the menu for y'all today. Later, Waka Flock and his wife stop by to dish with us about their time in marriage boot camp.
Oh,
it's going to be exciting.
Yes.
Plus, would you take parenting advice from Nicole Kidman? We'll tell you what she's suggesting.
Okay.
But first, let's see what you got over there, Frank.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow made a special appearance on a very special episode of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Because Ellen wasn't there, so she had some guest hosts. That'd be Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And so they got Paltrow to open up about her not-so-traditional honeymoon.
I want to get into the honeymoon because I think that's what a lot of people want to hear about.
Okay. Who did you bring?
My new husband and myself, and his two children and my two children, and a family that we travel with a lot, and their five children.
Oh.
And then my ex-husband.
This is so fabulous. I love this.
Oh, that's great. Look at this.
So what do you think? Do you think inviting your ex on your honeymoon is a good idea?
Well, listen, here's the thing. Here's what I'll say. Awesome, everybody gets along. I get that. But sometimes you can kind of be, we're too good. We're just too, everything's just too perfect. I get you have to be friends forever because you've got children together. But your honeymoon should be at least the one place that it's, you know what, he's always kind of around the ex and that's fine. But how about the honeymoon is just the two of us?
If that's the case, but you know, this is her second marriage, Heidi. Like, time around, she don't even care. She's just like, come on, let's just get on into this marriage thing.
But it is still kind of weird though, because like, you know, you just got newly married, your ex is there, and then like, even though that's your ex and you're not together anymore, you can't help but think that somewhere, some part of the island, your ex is getting smashed out because it is the honeymoon.
And that's why I would want him to come, so he would know I'm getting killed, okay? I'm getting murdered on my honeymoon, and you're here to watch.
Call the police.
Nothing is better than that.
I think if you can do this, if you can be like the Goldie Hawn or like Gwyneth Paltrow and have these really nice, you know, fluid relationships where everyone's still friends, that just means you're a really good person because no one's talking behind your back because you're a good person. If you have to separate people to not talk about you, that means you're
Once left a full
That's
shopping
true.
Cart in Target. I mean, everything I needed, like a full to the brim shopping cart, because I saw my ex in an aisle over, and I was like, oh my god, I just took off. I left everything in the middle of the aisle and went home.
You must have been looking crazy, girl.
Yeah.
If you were cute, you would have just, you'd have tutu'd right on by.
Portia's right. Had I been all dolled up, I'd have been like, oh, hey, how are you been?
Hey. Are you looking for
Long
bread,
time.
Too?
Yeah, those eyelashes were on the table at home.
Well, it seems that Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez already have some relationship haters. And now we've sort of already touched on these two because we've talked about Jeff Bezos and his, divorce drama with his soon-to-be ex-wife, $137 million divorce.
Billion,
honey. Put some respect on that.
Come on. Million? Hell, he tips that.
Right.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up again is because apparently Lauren Sanchez's, one of her former friends, does not think that Jeff Bezos should propose to her because she thinks that he would be a fool because Lauren Sanchez has had some very turbulent love relationships.
Right, bitch, for turbulent.
That's why he likes her.
Right.
Well, I know, but so here's the thing. She's been proposed to, or she's been engaged four times.
That means she got that good, good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Here are her former exes, a sports broadcaster Roy Marcus, NYPD Blue star Henry Simmons, super agent Patrick Witzel, that's who she's married to now, and NFL players Tony Gonzalez and Anthony Miller.
Can any ladies on the show match Lauren with the four engagements in the past? I mean, how many times has each of you all been asked to be married?
I've been engaged one time before, and I've been married one time before. Mm-hmm.
And I was engaged twice, and I married one of them.
Where there was rings and everything.
But see, I'm going to give the ring back kind of girl.
Me too. Shut up. Well, I got my life threatened, but I gave it back.
He had to talk you out of that?
Yeah. Okay, last week, we told you all about Julia Roberts, and she was playing matchmaker for actress Connie Britton. Well, Connie just went on Andy Cohen's radio show and talked about another famous friend. Check it out.
The best piece of advice that I ever got for traveling with a kid was from Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
She said they have an iPad they only are allowed to use on the plane. That's the only, now trust me, when you have your kid, you're going to realize everybody's kids has iPads, iPads all the time.
I mean, we're all acting like that's amazing advice from Nicole Kidman. Everybody knows it's like the kid is driving, here, take my phone. I can't.
Yeah, like common sense would have told you that.
So the advice from Nicole was to just simply let your kid play with your device? IPad.
You know what's cheaper?
Only on the airplane. She's saying, like, only when they fly on the airplane can the kid use an iPad.
Yeah, but y'all are missing the whole point. This woman just wanted the name drop that Nicole Kidman told her something. I mean, that's simple advice. Like, I would give you that, and I'm just Portia.
The person sitting in front of you would be like, give that kid an iPad or something. Make him calm down.
See, here's the thing. I don't know if I even believe Connie Britton that she even has these friends. Because, like you said, last week we talked about her dropping Julia Roberts' name.
Now,
now she's dropping Nicole Kidman's name. It seems like she's dropping so many names. People. Yeah, you know, you always got to be leery of people who drop people's names. I mean, James Earl Jones told me that. He said, you know what, people who drop people's names.
Well, Flavor Flav once told me 911's a joke, and I believed him.
Yeah. Did he tell you what time it was, too?
Yep. Yeah. So, at this point in time, I'm sure some of y'all either seen or heard about the new show on Netflix called You, right?
Yeah, because we talk about it all the time.
Really? Yeah, it's a pretty crazy show about a guy who likes his girl a whole lot, and he secretly spies on her and a whole bunch more to make her get with him. And you know Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things?
Mm-hmm. 11,
she really got into the show and she posted her opinion on it on Instagram. Take a look.
So I just started that new show, You. He's not creepy. He's in love with her and it's okay. So I'm obsessed with it. I've binge watching it. Absolute banger, Netflix.
Now granted, clearly Millie Bobby Brown said that after watching episode one. Because, like, when you watch the first episode, it's like, oh, man, he really likes this girl.
True.
He's going above and beyond the Call of Duty.
And Millie Bobby Brown is speaking from a 14-year-old. 14-year-olds were little stalkers, okay?
Yes.
They used to take the pictures of their crush and put it on the wall and kiss it and cut faces out. Like, they were little stalkers, to be honest.
You know also, here's the difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked this up because Frank talks about this show, too, and how great it is. So I looked it up. The guy is really, really handsome. So just make that guy not handsome, and all of a sudden, Millie Bobby Brown would feel very differently about that show.
So a lot of people had a problem with this, saying that the actress was romanticizing, stalking, and came for her social media. So Millie had to apologize, saying, the other day I made a video, and I was on episode 2. I guess I gathered an analysis too quickly. I watched episode 10, and he most definitely is a stalker. My bad if I upset anyone.
And that's true, because it escalates. I mean, when you get ready to try to hurt somebody around the person who you like to make sure that they're free for you,
But you know what, Portia? Sometimes people need to be removed out of people's lives so they can improve the quality of that person's life.
Oh, wow.
It's a normal thing that happens all the time with the pop culture and even real life.
So, stalker, guys.
Portia, if you could kill somebody in your fiance's life that is toxic to his life and no one would find out about it, would you kill that person?
No, because I would have to live with it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, if you could bring the Men in Black around to, like, do that pin in my face where I would forget that I murdered somebody, kill him, but if I'm gonna remember it, I can't do it.
Exactly. Only guilt-free murders these days.
Only guilt-free murders.
Boom. I'm here for
you. Yes.
Make that a hashtag. Hashtag guilt-free murder.
Well, after the break, find out what singer calls herself a bad mom. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, another celebrity mom got trolled on the internet for being a bad mom, but this time the celebrity mom outed herself as a bad mom. Yeah, Broadway star Idina Menzel, you remember her from the Broadway play Wicked.
Mm. Yes.
Didn't she also sing Frozen?
She sure did.
She used to be married to Taye Diggs, yeah?
She tweeted about her failure as a mom by saying this. The tooth fairy didn't show up last night. Mom put tooth in tissue and son hid it under pillow. Then mom fell asleep and woke up this morning to son with tears. Tooth fairy didn't come. That tooth fairy better get her together. Hashtag bad mom.
Oh, I can relate to this.
That's hilarious.
Oh. That sounds like something that I would do.
Well, I did it. This happened to me.
My
daughter, losing teeth, we did the same thing, you know, put it in the tissue, put it under her pillow, fell asleep. I wake up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't go in there. And so I go in there. She's still in bed. She's still asleep. So I sneak up, and I put my hand under the pillow, like, I'm gonna take the tooth, and she rolls over real quick with her eyes wide open, like, she's waiting on the tooth ready to get there. And she's like,
oh,
you're the tooth fairy? I go, yes, I am.
He's doing little wings with his hand.
Come back to sleep.
But you know what? That's probably why Taye Diggs divorced her, though.
Why?
He may have divorced her because she was a bad mom. I mean, look how she couldn't get that child no money for his tooth.
That's a mommy mistake.
Well, you shouldn't make mistakes like that. That's
I think Idina Menzel should have said, you know, tooth fairy works for the government. The government shut down. I'm sorry.
Shut down. See?
All right, y'all, it's time for Ticket to Skip It. Long time no see. So director M. Night Shyamalan's new movie is like a 2-for-1. It's called Glass, and it's the sequel to 2 of M. Night Shyamalan's film. Yeah, you might remember Unbreakable from back in the early 2000s.
Yes.
And 2016 Split, which I also love.
Amazing.
Now, Glass stars Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson reprising their characters from Unbreakable, and James McAvoy returning as his multiple personality-having character from Split. Now, in Glass, all three of these iconic characters are going head-to-head to do a battle. Let's take a look at the trailer.
Elijah's changed over the years. He's given up. We keep him heavily sedated.
But there is a reason
for that. He's too smart for them.
You won't be lonely anymore. You have two new friends.
The three of you think you have extraordinary gifts, like something out of a comic book.
I need your abilities to get us all out of here.
I have to get out of here before he gets out.
They are contained. What have you done, Elijah?
When they came out, they didn't let you know that Split was even related to Unbreakable till the end of that movie, where it's like, oh, wow, they're in the same universe, which made everything make more sense, which makes the movie even better. So I think it's a definite ticket for me.
I feel so cheated. Oh, I should have watched this on a flight. I saw it on the flight, and I didn't click it.
Oh, what about you, Heidi?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw the other two. I want to see this one.
What about you, Gary?
Oh, yes. You know, I want to see it for two reasons.
What?
Number one, I love Samuel Jackson. Anything he's in, I like. And I want to see the part with the guy that was crawling naked. I want to see they show the rest.
So? That's how they run from your house?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You forgot your shirt.
Keep it. Now, Eva, this is your first time doing Ticket to Skip It. Are you with it?
I'm so with it.
So, ticket for you?
Ticket for me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I can't see it fast enough. So, being that you missed the opportunity on that flight to watch the movie, will you Ticket to Skip It?
Oh, totally gonna watch it. I'm going to the theater this time. No more flight.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
After the break, Waka Flocka and Tammy Rivera stopped by the studio earlier this week. And, of course, honey, I got them to spill all the tea, honey. So, come right back.
Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. It's a couple that I can't wait to see on my TV screen because it's been too long. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Waka Flocka and Tammy Rivera. Marriage boot camp, huh?
Yes, sir.
We doing this?
We did this.
You know, and like you guys are so entertaining off the grid anyway. So to see this pop up on the small screen, I'm here for it. What made y'all decide to do it after rocking for so long together?
For me, it was more so like, okay, let's get an outside opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because we argue about every little thing.
They don't know how inconsistent your ass is.
Yo, shut the f*** up. Count, boy.
And then the next minute we're kissing, like.
So, Tammy, I mean, with you being such a beautiful young lady, I'm like, what convinced you to marry Waka?
Oh, the shade.
She wasn't always looking like that.
He's a lie. That's why you chased me when we first met?
Yeah, you know, okay. We blowed it up.
Let's not talk about that.
So, usually your match boot camp is a hodgepodge of different couples and guests. Like, who are some of the people that y'all gelled with? Who are some of the people that y'all clashed with?
You know, honestly, in the house, everybody was so cool. We turned the house into a trap house.
Oh!
We was in there playing spades. We was making Kool-Aid, frying chicken, like, and we had no phone or no TV for 17 days.
It was hidden cameras all around there. When you all come
to the trying to catch every little moment.
Oh, he found a way to start us cracking to get some.
Oh, yeah. I was sneaking it in. They couldn't stop it. They were trying to...
Wait, so y'all not even supposed to have sex during the 17 days?
No, you can, but it's cameras everywhere.
So you found the blind spot.
Oh, he found the blind spot.
ASAP, first night.
And I kept using it for the first couple of nights. I'm like, no, baby, it's too many cameras. He like, I guess after like the third night, he like, no, I found the spot.
Man, it's boot camp, but this ain't prison.
Now, recently, a fly ring was posted on social media. Are you guys renewing your vows or?
Yeah, we were, January 21st is our 5-year anniversary, 5 years being married. We've been together for 8.
So what's y'all new wedding taking place? We want to make sure you guys are ready. I mean, I'm sure you are. You did a whole boot camp show. Awesome. I want to play a game with y'all called Same Damn Time. I'm going to ask y'all some questions. You got to both answer them at the same damn time. Y'all game?
Okay, let's get it.
Waka, what is Tammy's favorite movie?
Little Mermaid.
He said favorite cartoon? Oh, nope.
You're supposed to answer the same damn time, but is that really it?
No.
What is it?
It's What's Love Got to Do with It.
She act like that movie is really her favorite movie, but truth be told, she be talking about Little Mermaid more.
Waka, what makes Tammy mad?
Everything.
Everything.
Between the two of y'all, who spends the most time in the bathroom?
Me.
Tammy.
Who's the better cook between the two of y'all?
Damn. Me.
So, yo, the show comes on WeTV Thursday nights, 10/9 Central. I can't wait to see how this pans out. And I'm just so happy that y'all are happy.
Yeah.
Congratulations on 5 years. Can't wait to talk to y'all when y'all are on your 50th anniversary.
Thank you.
We'll probably have to roll ourselves in here in wheelchairs, but we're going to figure it out, though.
I'm going to drop a record called Wrinkle Sex.
What?
I told Tammy, she thinks it's a game. I'm really about to write it right now.
No, you're not. I'm not going to be a part of that.
Wrinkle Sex.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Yo, man, Waka Flame, Tammy Rivera, Marriage Boot Camp, WeTV Thursday nights, man. Check your local listings. We here for it, man. Thanks for dishing with us, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, you guys over there in Atlanta probably know this young lady very well, especially you, Porsche. I'm talking about Kim Zolciak-Bierman's daughter, Brielle Bierman, 21 years old. Well, she's posted some pictures recently on her Instagram, but a photo of her with hardly any lips. One of the pictures gets a lot more attention. She posted the photo and wrote, "To those who said I look better before the lips, you're a liar, and this photo is proof."
But she has lips. She just doesn't have a black woman's lips. She has white woman's lips. But she has lips.
In which picture?
Well, in the younger picture, she has white woman lips. And in the right picture, she got my mama lips.
She got soup gula.
It is a drastic difference. So do you guys like Brielle Bierman before lip injection or after lip injection?
I like her before, honey. She looked like a sweet, little, wholesome young lady. Now she's looking like somebody that was coming off the pole trying to impress men with her lips, and that's not a good look.
And that is the reason why I like picture number 2.
I was a lip model for a little while.
Really?
You were a lip model, Frank?
Yeah, I was a lip model for a lip balm called Liprication. And, it was a...
If you have such nice lips,
lip model for canker sores.
I have perfect lips.
Then why do you hide them all the time?
I
want to
see your lips,
hair?
Frank.
I have seen Frank's lips, though. That canker sore commercial with the lip thing.
That's why he's got a beard. Okay.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.